Well, you look wonderful this morning. You feel like you look? Yes. Yes, you do. Okay, so you know what this means. This is the first Sunday of a month. And what do we do on the first Sunday of a month this year? We study the 12 powers, right? And we add another power to our tool belt. 12 powers were taught by Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement. And this month's focus is going to be on will. Will. Not personal will. We're talking about a will that surpasses our own little W will. We're talking about divine will. You know, all these powers that we have been talking about, they're attributes that we have been blessed to have received in us from God. It's our part of the whole. It's incorporated into our very fiber of our being. But you know what? So often we don't even know that they're there. So often we don't even use them. So often we don't call them into awareness. And that's when we are challenged as we go through this thing called human experience. Because we don't know the power and the presence that is within us. It's our inheritance. Did you know you inherited from the spirit that dwells within you all that you need to live up to your full potential? Well, if you didn't know that, I'm telling you right now. I want you to waken up and shake it up. And if you haven't been following along, go back and listen to some of the first Sunday messages. Because this stuff, if you use it, it works in your life. Someone asked me, well, what if I have more of one than the other? Well, as we're growing in truth, you know, just like anything else, sometimes one side of the scenario is stronger than the other side. But eventually, when we keep studying, when we stay the course, when we keep ourselves focused, they all come together and we begin to say, aha, that's how it works together for my good. Yeah. Yeah, some of you may be at that point right now where you're working these truths. I can see it on your faces. They're shining. That light is glowing. When we get this truth, and the truth is what? The truth is that which is true of God, that which is unchanging, that doesn't waver or say, oh, maybe today, maybe not tomorrow. The truth is the truth of your being. It's seeing through everything that we consider here on this earth plane and getting down to the core of our being. Aren't you glad you're a spiritual being first and foremost? You hear me tell you that all the time. That's because that spiritual being will be the springboard for all this humanness that you go through. All the things you hear on TV, all the things you hear when you're out here and people are, you know, in the Old Testament they said they murmured. Well, all those things that you hear people murmuring about out here in the world today. And oh boy, there's a lot on television, isn't it? Oh, wow. A lot of murmuring. But we can overcome that murmuring by planting ourselves in the truth. So here comes the test. You know, by now you should be used to the test. Sorry for anyone who hasn't been here, but we do a little test on the first Sunday. And the first thing is, what power did we start the year with? Faith. Faith was our first power, represented by what disciple?
Peter.
Right. Faith is our ability to see through appearances, to persist in order to bring our manifestations forth. All right, so then in February we added what?
Strength.
Represented by what disciple?
Andrew.
Okay, now strength. You know, it takes strength to stand in our faith, doesn't it? When someone is telling you something that is other than truth, when someone's telling you you're unworthy, or someone's telling, it takes strength to stand in your faith and know who you truly are, right? Yeah. So faith and strength, they work along together. The month of March, what disciple did we study? The third attribute is what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom and judgment, they're both in the same category, represented by what disciple?
James.
Oops, did I hear something other than James? Okay. Okay. James, the son of Zebedee. Wisdom is the highest form of spiritual knowing that you can gain. Wisdom is divine judgment. Wisdom is being able to discriminate between what is considered good and what is considered not so good. It's your intuitive knowing, and you all have it. Don't let anyone tell you you don't. It's just that you may not have tapped into that aspect of your spiritual attribute. It's in you. And so, in April, we added what attribute?
Love.
Love. Love is a great harmonizer. Love pulls all these together, not only the ones we've already discussed, but love will go forward in the attributes we're going to be covering in the next couple months. Love is a harmonizer and a healer. You know, if someone gets on your nerve, sit and take a deep breath and just surround them in love. And wow, it's going to make a difference, I guarantee you. Unless you resist. You know, sometimes we resist. Oh, she told me to sit and surround them in love, but oh, it didn't work. Take a deep breath and be sincere. Love is a harmonizer and a healer. And what disciple represents love?
John.
John. Faith, strength, wisdom, touched by love is your ability to adjust to any misunderstandings in your life. And all your affairs will come into alignment. And you will be harmonious and free. Then we added, I don't want to say it because I'll give it away, but I guess I have to. Power. Don't you love saying that word, power? There's power in just saying the word. If you say the word, it will vibrate throughout your being and out into the atmosphere. We're not talking about power over another person, but we're talking about power over what? Your thoughts, your attitude, your feelings. Power is represented by what disciple? Philip, right, Philip. Then we added the power of what? The attribute of what? Imagination, represented by what disciple?
Bartholomew.
You know, you all are getting too good. Wow, you must be working on this, huh? I love it. All right, so then we have Bartholomew. Bartholomew is imagination. Is the ability to what? See it right. To not see it according to the conditions that are before you or what your human mind perceives a situation to be. Anybody ever misunderstand a situation in their life and then later on find out, oh, yeah. I did. Well, to make a long story short, when I went to school, there was a girl and she seemed to be avoiding me. And I thought immediately, oh, she's prejudiced. And I went around for a couple of days thinking this and come to find out she was not feeling well, so she was just kind of keeping herself isolated until she got herself back on her feet. And when I heard that, I thought, okay, thank you for the lesson in judgment, because that was a very powerful lesson for me. The next month, we went through what power? Understanding, represented by what disciple? Right, Thomas. Understanding is defined. I like how they define understanding. It's to be aware of the character or the nature of something or someone. If someone is acting out, then for me to be aware of their nature, then I'm looking through that to what? The Christ in them. Because I know, I understand the truth of them is that they're a spiritual being just like I am. They're just having a human experience. I don't have to buy into that human experience, do I? I can stand in my truth and say, that's how you feel. That's your opinion. And leave it at that. I don't have to wrestle with them and try to make them see it my way. Just understand they're who they are and I who I am. And I'm going to take the high road. So now, understanding has a companion. And that companion is who we're talking about here today, will. Will is represented by the disciple Matthew. And if you, will is located in the same part of the body as understanding is. Now, if you get this one, you may. Okay, I'm going to change the prize because someone looks like they know this one. Located in what part of the body?
In front of the brain.
Whoa, I would have been deep, wouldn't I? The front of the brain. Yeah, somebody's reading the news blast. I'm loving it. So, if you're into colors, wheel represents what color? Oh, there's some silver here in the room. All right. So, will is the ability to choose, to lead, and decide. Such as, I choose to see through the appearance of someone saying negative things and know that we were created equal. All that is within me is within them. In love, I'm going to bring love into this, because love is a great harmonizer, right? So in love surrounding me, I make the choice to just be that love, to be that harmonizer, to be, use the will within me that is divine, that is for the good, to just be in this situation. I am willing to let go and just know the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, it's that activity of God within you, that energy that's moving and wants to express out here. I am willing to let go and just know the Holy Spirit is moving in and throughout me. And through exercising my power of understanding, guess what? All is well with my soul. All is well with my awareness of my surroundings. All is well with how I see the situation. Will is what? It's the capacity to choose. And in choosing, I commit to that choice, which is simply standing in that power, and I'm willing to let go and let things unfold as they should. That's a lot, isn't it? But you know what? It's doable. It's doable when we don't hold on to that little self that is within us, that little self that is always about what I want to see occurring. Instead, we're looking at the greater self, the capital S, which is about the whole picture. And letting go and let Spirit express through me. You know, we affirm God is all-knowing, all-powerful. Then why is it so hard to believe in God's will? I know some of us growing up believing whenever anyone say, oh, it's God's will, I thought, God's will is too restrictive, you know? If he's going to decide that this one is going to prosper and this one's not, based on how I'm acting, then I don't know if I really want to go along with God's will. But that was a misperception. That's a misperception, because God's will for us is what? Good. God is unchanging. See, that's the thing. We think that God is just like us. We change our mind and on a whim, don't we, sometimes? But God is God all the time. That energy is wanting to flow through you all the time, but we block the flow with our misperceptions. We are great. We are beautiful. We are the love. We are the wisdom. We are all these things that we went through this morning. But the thing is to come to a point where we understand that and where we move in that vibration. We always want to think about God from a human aspect, but God is spirit, everywhere present, in everything. Nothing is solid. All is moving, vibrating activity of spirit. And when we come into that awareness, our lives will open up. There's a scripture that says the windows of heaven will open and pour you out a blessing that is so awesome that you can hardly contain it. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, wrote in the book 12 Powers of Man, he wrote, "Practice the presence of God until you open your consciousness to the inflow of the omnipresent, all-knowing mind. Then affirm your unity with that mind until you know fully and realize, through many avenues of wisdom, just what you should know and do." Oh, that's powerful stuff. But the key is learning to make that connection, learning all this. You need prayer and meditation. Because you know what that does? They talk about sheep. You have a sheep herder and the sheep. And the sheep are they're journeying over all this land, and the sheep herders get together and they put their sheep together. But when it's time to move on, the sheep herder calls his sheep, and they know the sound of their master's voice, and they follow. It's amazing. That's amazing. We too need to get to know the sound of that still small voice that is within us. Otherwise, when you hear these things, you have no clue what they are or what they can do for you. I confess, when I growing up, I said, well, I'll wait till I get old to do God's will. So full of myself, so into what I wanted to do. But you know what? Just like the prodigal son, I'm back. Are you back? Now that you're learning and knowing the truth, isn't it amazing? It's amazing when you get this down in you. It's like returning home. Some people say coming in these doors is like, being at home. That's how it is within when you begin to really dive into these truths. And not only dive into them, practice them. If you never practice them, you'll never be aware that they are working in your life. Jesus Christ said, "Not my will, but thine be done." When we pray, when we meditate, that still small voice within opens our eyes to what is good. But you know what? You must be willing to let go and let Spirit move through and express as you. An example of that, have you ever been in a conversation and you just weren't willing to let go of your little opinion? You're just going to stand on that till the end. Instead of inside, something was jumping and saying, oh, let it go, let it go, let it go. Anybody else been there, done that? So, being willing, willingness means you're ready to make right choices. Willingness means you're committed to doing what's right in the eyes of Spirit. Willingness means when you get that message, when you get that still small voice, moving with it, going with that flow. Let me give you this affirmation. I do not force myself to do anything. I allow myself in cooperation with the ideal of wholeness to move through my life experiences. That's not my will, but thine be done. So we're gonna do a little preparation here. We're gonna prepare for meditation, and I'm gonna lead you into it by some words from Linda Martella Winsett, who is, she wrote this book, Divine Audacity. So let's just think about these words that I'm going to lead you into. You know, we often think that divine will and our little will is difficult to blend the two, but they're all one. Everything I've said here today is part of the whole, so we're all one. And just wanted to, this quote by Cora Fillmore says, divine will is good will. In real spiritual unfoldment, when we become obedient to the indwelling Christ, that is when we begin to listen to the small voice, that intuitive side of us. When we become obedient to the indwelling Christ, will and understanding inquire into the real value of every thought that knocks at the door of our consciousness. That means we don't take anything for granted. We dig into it, sit and listen, and let it unfold for us. So take a moment, take a deep breath. Ooh, this is a lot of information. Take a deep breath, and let's relax back into this moment. And this is in preparation for meditation. And I want you to just think on these words, and I want you to pay attention to your breath. Breathe in, breathe out, and listen. Centered in spiritual will. And I want you to take these words as your own. Centered in spiritual will, I affirm my capacity to choose, to be guided by my companion powers of understanding, wisdom, and imagination. I am able to draw from infinite possibilities one divine idea. This one divine idea catches hold of me. It appears as my powerful desire, and it becomes rooted in my awareness as mine. I affirm my capacity to commit to the path ahead. I will be a blessing. I will live as the light of the world. I set upon a course of action to know myself deeply. And in honoring this commitment, I hold myself accountable to do and to be and to say what I am. I am willing to affirm this in the recesses of my soul. And I allow life to unfold. So breathing in and breathing out, you can close your eyes or you can focus on something in the room. But take this moment right here, right now, to take this inward journey. This inward journey to where we can connect all these attributes, where we can let them go to do the work and the will of Spirit within us, to give us the ability to see things through the eyes of Spirit. Breathing in and breathing out, we make this inward journey this morning. No one can make it for us. It's a journey that we must make of ourselves. Breathing in and breathing out, I give myself permission to step over the threshold of my inner chamber. And in doing so, I am enfolded in a love that is like none other. I am connected to the peace that no one can shake. I experience deep joy. And I breathe in, and I breathe out, and I rest, and I trust in a moment of silence, letting Spirit feel and work and weave its way in and throughout me, right here, right now. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, let us do so, stepping from that chamber, letting your light shine. And in doing so, we know that divine will is our spiritual name and nature, that we are letting go and letting that energy within us move us in the direction of knowing we are truly spiritual beings in this human experience. Dear God, for this awareness and for all things, we are truly grateful, and we express that gratitude this morning by affirming that I am willing to be the light of the world wherever I am, whatever the circumstances. And I stand on that commitment right here, right now. And for this and all things, dear Spirit, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. So this morning, in conclusion of this lesson, I'm going to give you something to think about. I'm going to give you something to ponder on as you go through the week. What are you willing to let go of to be whole and to be that light of the world that you were created to be? Good thought, huh? Bless you. Well, thank you for being so attentive and so for being so knowledgeable this morning. Wow. I'm excited. I'm almost ready for the first Sunday in September to see how we explode in here. We're getting close to that Christ awakening in us. That's our goal. That's what we're working towards. I want to fully experience that Christ awakening. And so, I just want to take a moment to thank you all for all the tithes and offerings and all the love you share with us here at Unity Church of Light. We have baskets everywhere. Well, not everywhere, but here and in the back of the chapel. And we just thank you for blessing this ministry with your love. And in blessing this ministry, we want to say this prosperity prayer. And you know, in affirming together, there's power in that. That power goes out and it gathers. We're speaking the word, and the word goes forth and gathers what we want to manifest. And we want to manifest prosperity not only for Unity Church of Light, but for all the universe. So let's affirm our blessing together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive. Thank you, God. We're so grateful. And in this gratitude, guess what? It's time to make our circle. So if you want to kind of spread around the outer rim of the chapel. And we make this circle because a lot of energy has been generated in here. And this energy we want to send any blessings, or we want to place celebrations in the midst of us. If someone has asked you to pray with them this week, this is a good energy to say their name out loud and place it in the midst of us. So if you have a request, then speak it now or hold it in your heart, but you can affirm it out loud right here, right now.
Eric's mom, just perfect healing.
We see her in that light of healing.
I'm grateful for my son and his family for being safe in the fires in Spokane area. They were right next to the evacuation area, and the fire went the other way, and they're okay.
Oh, wow. We see her mother in the healing light. I just want to celebrate all of you for being here, those of you who came early this morning. I just want to celebrate life and love and peace and contentment, because you all are beautiful. Beautiful, each and every one of you. And so, in the light of all this, let's affirm together the prayer of protection. Together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And now our song.